What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Tailgate Sports Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tanner Johnson. With me, as always, is Ricky Scott. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, Tanner? Haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, it's been a long time. How was your Halloween?
It was good. We just went out for about an hour and a half, came home, relaxed.
I think we were out less than that.
Dang. You got to be out there, man. You got to hit the streets.
I got little kids that decide that they're done after two houses.
They said, I don't like this at all.
So anyway, today we're doing a mock draft because I love mock drafts.
Yes, he does.
We got to make me and Ricky feel better about our teams. So
we still going to suck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I already fired my head coach. So
let's go. He's gone.
Yeah, at least he's gone. Okay. Let's start this. New Orleans Saints, the number one pick. Do you want to do odds and I can pick evens? Or?
You can go odd. I know you want to take this first overall.
You want me to do odds?
I know you want first overall.
Okay, you got evens then. Okay. So with the Saints, it is entirely dependent on Tyler Shuck, even though I think they're going to be moving on from him.
He'll be a backup. Third stringer. Yeah.
And so if the Saints have the number one pick, I would be willing to bet that they're going to take one of Mendoza, Dante Moore, or Ty Simpson. Just depends on who comes
keep
out.
Keep going.
Who are you talking about? Keep going. You want my Ava?
No, going first overall. That's impossible. Keep going. Where's he at?
Who are you talking about?
How is Diego Pavio that low?
Because he's 5'8" and 6-inch heels.
So is Drew Brees, and he's a Super Bowl champion.
Drew Brees can throw the ball. Pavia can't.
I don't know. I've seen him make some throws, brother.
Yeah, Dante Moore can make more. So if this was me, because, you know, I was riding the Dante Moore train. I've been drinking Dante Moore's Kool-Aid for forever. Told you, first round pick. So much
Oregon?
So yeah, he's the number one pick.
When's the last time Oregon's had a first-round pick? First overall pick.
Long time. But, yeah, he's good. He's good. I think he's better than Simpson, and for sure better than Mendoza. All right. Don't screw this up. Tennessee Titans is number two.
Tennessee Titans. They're taking a quarterback.
A quarterback?
Just kidding. I don't know. I haven't really been able to, you know, pay attention to your O-line that much this season.
It's better than last year. It's not good. So I think they're going to trade Calvin Ridley. They got
basically
all rookies.
He like is amazing in OTAs and all the rest of the preseason shit. And then, like,
I drank that Kool-Aid.
Season started. I'll relax. I think you need another wide receiver. I don't know why that's not up there.
They definitely need another wide receiver, but picking number two overall, I would trade this. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would probably have to back out of it.
In a heartbeat.
Unless Tyson, what's his name, is going to live up to that hype that they're giving him.
I still wouldn't take Jordan Tyson if I had the number two pick.
Do you think he's going to be a top 10 pick?
He's going to be a top 5 pick.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a Titan, and I don't like that. But
so yeah. Let's trade back to...
You want to do trades this early?
Fine.
If you want to do trades, it's your pick. I'm not going to. Let's see. The Jets. I'll take a quarterback. Jets need quarterback, wide receiver, corner, defensive line.
I say we should trade back with Miami at 4.
Miami at 4? They just let their GM go.
Miami's going to give up Waddle.
Waddle?
You guys are going to give up that second overall and a second round pick. You don't think so?
Titans would not take that.
For Waddle?
No.
What do you think, honestly, they would give up?
So for trade Waddle?
Second overall.
To trade second overall.
Yeah.
So here you're looking at the Raiders, the Browns, the Jets, possibly the Cardinals. Okay. Maybe even the Rams. But it's going to be, let's see.
Damn, Jalen Waddle is a... As a Titan, I think that'd be a good pick.
It would be. It would be a great fit. But, no. It's not worth the second overall pick.
All right, let's just pick for them. Let's go to the offensive line.
You want to go offensive line?
Yeah, who's a nice little mover? Who's athletic as hell?
See, the problem is that it's right tackle. He's going to play guard. Left tackle, he's probably going back to school, last I heard. You can get him in the second round.
Who would you pick?
I would take Reuben Bain. I would sprint to the podium and take Reuben Bain.
Let's go with Reuben Bain. This one was rough because
Reuben Bain is the second coming of Myles Garrett.
Except for not from Texas.
Yeah. So Reuben Bain's crazy. Scary good.
The Jets.
If the Heisman Trophy was not a quarterback award, Reuben Bain would be leading the Heisman vote right now. All right, the Jets. Justin Fields played well last week against one of the worst defenses in the league. Honestly, you could go either of these guys.
I mean, Ty Simpson has a lot of hype, and he's doing some good things for Alabama.
Yeah.
But when's the last time Alabama had a really great quarterback come out besides Hurts?
Mac Jones. Bryce Young.
He's not really good. Bryce Young ain't really good. Don't say Tua. Tua's the worst. Hurts is the best quarterback to come out of Alabama.
Yeah, he is. Who would I put? They're like flip a coin. I'll go Mendoza. I like Mendoza. He's bigger. Okay. Dolphins.
How is quarterback not up there? I know they paid Tua, but he's not their guy no more.
It's because Tua is technically still their guy. Go with Ty Simpson?
I mean, I just would have to look at the details of if they were to release or cut him. What would that do with that deal?
Be a big, big problem. Because, I mean, they're looking to trade an edge rusher, probably Bradley Chubb. If they can hold on to Jalen Phillips, I think
fourth?
But I think, yeah. Bradley Chubb's old.
Yeah, he can
do double ACL tears.
Yeah, ACL, arm, shoulders. He does the head, shoulders, knees and toes. That dude's so jacked up.
If I'm the Dolphins,
is Tyreek retiring?
He might. I mean, how bad that injury was.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean,
he might just have to.
From what he's done in his career, he's a Hall of Famer already. But as a man, they always have that, man, I still have something to prove thing.
Yeah.
So this one's a rough one.
I think really anything on defense.
Yeah.
A guy like Caleb Downs would be awesome.
Yeah, but they have, and he's not playing corner, is he?
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
They might trade him.
Again?
Yeah, just to, like, get more picks. Like, they're embracing the rebuild and dumping salaries.
So are they going to ride?
Like
are they going to ride the Tua horse one more year?
I think so. Like, I would, with the Dolphins, I would go defense because Waddle, Malik Washington, their offense is fine. I'm not. Like, I would either take an offensive lineman, which is, it's really early, or I would take a defense player. Okay, you want D-tackle, edge. You want linebacker. You got Arville Reese. Sonny Styles. Those are like the two first round linebackers, right?
Who's more athletic out of Sonny Styles than Arville Reese?
Arville Reese is more of like your hybrid edge rusher linebacker, kind of like what Jalen Walker was last year, except I think he's better. Sonny Styles he switched from safety to linebacker, I think his freshman year or last year. And so he's better in coverage than Reese is. Reese is better run defender. So it's kind of like, do you want like a pass rushing run defender or more of like your true Mike field general and Sonny Styles?
Let's go with Styles. We need someone that can grab the bull by the horns, shall we say.
Giants. If I'm the Giants, I know what I'm taking.
Who are you taking?
I'd take Jordan Tyson.
Well, I mean, that'd be amazing.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you're going to have...
You got Malik Nabers and Jordan Tyson as your 1-2. Your offensive line, Dart is compensating for your offensive line, and your defense is pretty stacked.
I don't see them going wide receiver.
They'd either go a corner. I would go wide receiver for them. They might go an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Just because their offensive line's bad. Again, picking this high, I don't know. All right. Browns.
Browns. And that quarterback room and just fucking destruction.
And it
but let's say did they
not ride, work out.
They ride,
it did.
They ride that horse with freaking Deshaun Watson again. Is he going to play this year?
Yeah, there's rumors that he might play this year.
Jesus Christ. That guy, I mean, he's looking good, but he also looked good. I mean, everyone looks good when they're not throwing against the actual defense rushing against them. I mean, let's go with Ty Simpson. I think they trade away Shador, and I think they sit Ty Simpson behind Deshaun Watson until he destroys whatever.
All right, here's your Raiders.
You better go quarterback. I'm tired of this shit.
There's no quarterback for you. Yes, Sellers is going. He's going to go back down to school.
Scroll, Sam Levy. Scroll. Where is he at? Where's Mr. UCLA? Want Bobby?
UCLA? Iamaliava?
He's coming out.
He's not going to.
He's coming out.
He's gonna be worse than Geno, man.
Dude, he's all about the money.
Yeah, he's not coming out.
I think
it's because he wants to be a first round pick too. He's not coming out. There's no way.
I think they can salvage him. I don't see him in the first round. I can see him if he does come out. I can see him going in the second round early.
Second round. Yeah. So let's be real about this. 7 overall.
Cornerback. I mean, Caleb Downs would be amazing because we don't have a.
Oh, he'd be awesome.
True safety. And if Pete Carroll is going to be, you need someone long and very athletic. Oh. Too short.
Well, he did take Devon Witherspoon though. Like he's willing to take just good players.
What about Dwayne? He's been
smaller, small, 6'1", 190. Jermaine McCoy is bigger than him. Terrell's tiny.
I think he's going to want to take someone long and athletic.
I think he'd do McCoy.
What about What about that cornerback that's out of Notre Dame? Is he coming out?
No, he's a sophomore.
Damn.
Leonard Moore. Yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah, he's going to be a top 5 pick. Well, I can't even say that. There's too many.
Fuck it. Let's take old boy stars out of Ohio State. We do need a safety no matter what. Because, who's our safety now, Chin?
Yeah, Jeremy Chin.
Yeah, he ain't going to do it. He's out of there.
So, with the Cardinals.
You know what the Raiders remind me of? A Rena Center. That's so many shitty fucking.
Oh, you're picking evens. Yeah, that's right. So, who do you pick for the Cardinals?
I think Jeremiah Love. They don't have a running back.
You can get a running back later.
In Jeremiah Love?
Not as good as Jeremiah Love, but they're not going to take a running back.
He's the best running back in the fucking.
Yes,
NCAA right
he
now.
Is by far the best running back in the country.
And that running back room is horrid.
Monty Austin-Fort will not, he will die before he spends a first round pick on a running back.
8th overall?
Yeah.
That's not bad for Jeremy Love.
Yeah, it's not. He would go Arvell Reese.
Alright.
Or TJ Parker.
I'm a big Clemson edge guy. Let's take TJ Parker. Pissing people off. Yeah, I still think they go running back in my heart.
No way.
Get them a center. Get the Bengals a center.
Bengals a center.
They need everybody.
The only center. Connor Liu tore his ACL. Yeah, he's done for the year.
Guard?
So. Guard, you got Penn State's guard. He's pretty good.
Yeah, take him. That was your pick. Yeah. Why don't you pick that one?
It's your pick now. Ravens.
The old Ravens. I hate that they always have wide receiver up there because they throw to two people.
Yeah. And all three of their tight ends are free agents, though.
Mark Andrews will come back on a team-friendly deal. I think Likely will leave. I think he'll leave.
I think they keep Likely of the two. Now, Likely's younger.
Someone's going to throw the bag at Likely. And it ain't going to be the Ravens. And they throw the
flowers. Who are the Ravens taking?
Bateman. Bateman's every now and then.
Who the Ravens taking?
They're taking Mekhi Lemon out of USC.
He's literally a Zay Flowers clone. Two Zay Flowers.
Except for one's more stocky.
Lemon is more stocky. I'll give you that.
And he's you want Lemon? No. Their offensive line isn't bad either.
Adebike getting hurt. He'll come back next year. So I wouldn't take Peter Woods. I'd think about it, but I probably in the end wouldn't.
What's up with
Arvell Reese? Is someone I definitely because you can Arvell Reese could play the Kyle Van Noy role where King he's like Henry, a rusher.
Is he coming back next year?
Yeah, he got extended.
He got a 2-year deal, right?
Uh-huh. He got extended.
They love running backs.
I would think McCoy. Because Nate Wiggins is balling out for you. Marlon Humphrey's getting old. And that third corner spot's just a pit.
Let's go with McCoy. They do. Their corners are horrid. Their safeties are horrible.
Rams.
I think Matt Stafford comes back again.
Yeah, he does.
Because they ain't handing the ball out to freaking Jimmy G, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Rams.
They don't need a tight end.
You don't want the Oregon tight end, and Kenyon Sadiq and Terrence Ferguson?
If they really need a tight end, they can get that in free agency. Isaiah Likely to Rams.
Spencer Fano? Yeah, I'm going to do Spencer. I like Spencer Fano. Because he can play right tackle. He's your right tackle in waiting for Rob Havenstein. If he comes back or not, whatever. He retires. You got your right tackle. Or he can play guard for you. Either way, I think he's going to be awesome.
Well, Von Miller's retiring this year.
Commanders.
Yeah.
Edge. I like Falk. Falk's good.
In the first round?
Yeah.
Nope. You like him? 10 overall or 12 overall?
Yeah. This is who they take. David Bailey or Cassius Howell.
You know what? Since you wanted Bailey so bad, I'm going to go with Cassius Howell.
Okay. Cassius Howell just has the, zeroth percentile arm length.
He said like this.
He's literally a tree stump. But he's just a fantastic edge rusher.
Well, maybe his little stumps are strong, okay?
Okay.
Dick.
The Texans.
Here he is, Mr. They're taking a running back.
No. They're going to take Maui Goa.
The Raiders are trading back into the first round with Dallas, and they're taking Jeremiah Love. The 1-2 punch between Jenty and Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, that's probably what would happen. All right, Dallas. If Peter Woods is here, they're taking Peter Woods.
Mr.
You good with that?
Yeah.
Vikings.
See Jeremiah Love coming out there for sure.
Yeah, I'll give you the Jeremiah Love to the Vikings.
I mean, I like that. I really like that.
Panthers.
Can you imagine? McCarthy, Jeremiah Love, JJ.
It'd be so good. Panthers.
Mekhi Lemon, for sure.
I could see Mekhi Lemon.
They need help. They need the Lord.
You want to go Mekhi Lemon?
I like that. I like that to the Panthers because it takes some pressure off of T-Mac. And he's a guy that rolls with the quarterback. Because look at, he's making Boyd look real good, even though he's real bad.
Okay, so with the Chiefs. So first, I'm going to clarify this. I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because they are a freaking house.
Yeah, they got house today.
Yeah, they always lose to the Bills in the regular season.
I know, but a semi-decent defense made – I mean, the Bills' defense is shit. Yeah.
The Bills' defense is bad, but Chiefs never play the Bills.
But Rasheed Rice is not bad.
He is back.
No, he's back, but he's not bad.
Yeah. For the Chiefs.
And Pacheco being out didn't make a big deal. They can't make excuses for that offense.
They're going to trade for Breece Hall. So I'm thinking Arville Reese or Keldrick Falk. Keldrick Falk can be kind of like Chris Jones, where he can move up and down the whole defensive line. I also like Mansoor Delane to them.
Of course, you would send a DBU guy to the Chiefs.
Because their corner, Noel Williams, is playing really well. So Falk or Reese.
Let's go with the Ohio State guy.
You know, Reese is a full-time edge rusher. Chicago Bears.
The old Bears. Damn. Jeremiah Love would have been great there as well, too.
Yeah. I think this is a slam dunk Keldrick Falk.
Put it in there.
If Keldrick Falk is here, they're taking him.
They also need a secondary. Their secondary is not trash.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson he's out for the year, though. Like, your number one corner being out for the year kind of sucks.
What's he dealing with? His groin or what?
Yeah, something like that. Browns.
Browns are back? So, who did we go with in the first round?
So we went Ty Simpson at 6. I think they love Harold Fannin. Quinshon Judkins is really good. A lot of their defensive guys are really good. I think this is probably – I think it's going to be Austin Cerevelde I think he's going to rise up through the process and become a first round pick. And he's been really good at tackle, and they need a left tackle.
I know Caleb Tierman or Tiernan, whatever his last name is. He's going to get torched this Friday.
He got torched against a lot of teams. I think Sarahveld is going to be their pick.
Put him in there, baby. Roll the footage.
Steelers want Aaron Rodgers back.
He ain't coming back. He already said this is last year.
He didn't say nothing.
He said that at the beginning of the season.
He said, he's going to come back. If they want to bring him back, he's going to come back.
He said, let me smoke a joint and then we'll talk about it. Oh, man, I don't see him coming back. I mean, he already confirmed it.
They're screwed. Like, there's just not going to be a quarterback for him.
Well, what about Howell? Was he not going to? I mean, he's learning behind one of the best quarterbacks to learn it, but
he had his chances.
I mean, but look at Love. Love looked like shit in the beginning of it. Every time he would get in, and now look at him. He plays exactly like Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's Aaron Rodgers with braids.
Yeah, I guess.
Except for
Steelers aren't going to take a quarterback. I really don't think they're taking a wide receiver.
I don't think they're taking a quarterback either. I think they evaluate what they have with, oh boy,
Will Howard. Yeah. Will Howard can't throw a ball straight.
Why did I say Howell? I'm talking about Howard, yeah.
He can't throw a ball straight.
Do you think 2 years behind Rodgers, so Rodgers does extend for another year, could fix anything with Howard?
I think they take a quarterback following year.
I hate to give up on a guy right away.
I don't know who they should take.
Because Aaron Rodgers wasn't that guy coming straight into the league.
I think they're going to take a corner. It's because Jalen Ramsey's old, but he kind of plays like that apex defender role. Just floating.
Let's get Delaney.
Detroit.
Jesus, where are we going to start? Can they trade for an offensive coordinator?
Yeah, I like David Bailey. Caden Proctor would be really nice. Because he wouldn't have to start yet.
It's so crazy how many injuries they deal with every year.
And they still are just a house.
Like last year, it was their edge rushers that were hurt, and now it's all their DBs.
Just do not. Because they just took Tyreek Williams. This is who they're going to take. They're going to take Jennings Dunker.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Dan Campbell. Yeah, because Graham Glasgow is going to retire soon. And Tate Rowlett is playing great at guard. So I think Jennings Dunker, he's too small to play tackle, so I think he's going to play guard. But you can move Ratledge to center, Dunker right in, so that your offensive line continues to be your strength. 49ers.
I think Kittle's going to tear his ACL this year, and Kenyon Sadiq will be drafted.
Kittle's like ageless, man. They need a pass rush is the problem. This is where David Bailey goes.
To the Niners?
David Bailey goes to the Niners. Robert Saleh. He's going to be Will McDonald. Will McDonald just racks up sacks for the Jets.
It's wild how good they are doing.
Chargers.
They don't need a tight end, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no. Aronde Gadsden's really good.
Khalil Mack on a one-year deal. Could use another edge.
I don't like him. I don't think they'd take an edge in the first round.
Safety?
No, it's just Caleb Downs.
Wide receiver?
I just think they like who they got. That's my problem.
They love their center, so I don't know why they say they need a center.
They might do. I'm getting stumped towards the end here.
That wide receiver room is fucked because Allen's on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnson, is he their future?
That's my problem.
They have one guy that's for sure.
Yeah. We'll go Carnell Tate. I like Tate. If the Titans don't get Jordan Tyson in the top 10, I think they take Tate. I think Tate can be a number one wide receiver.
I don't think Tate would last past the Raiders. The Raiders need a number one wide receiver.
I don't think he would last either. So. Cowboys, Caleb Banks right here. This is their second. Who do we go? We want Peter Woods already.
Damn.
So they're not going to do that.
Isn't Williams on a one-year deal? When do the Cowboys start evaluating Dak's replacement?
Never.
Never?
They owe him too much money right now.
I mean, I understand that, but that dude is, I don't know.
Man, I don't know what they would do. They need a corner. This could be a Colton Hood. I like Colton Hood there.
Colin Hood might look good in the blue and white.
Yeah. Because we already gave him Peter Woods, so I'm not going to give him another guy. Seahawks.
That O-line is good.
I think they would take Caden Proctor if he's here. Avion Terrell is an option. Yeah, I think they would see corner. They'd take AJ Harris.
Think so?
Yeah, they'd take AJ Harris. He's a great tackler. Play him at slot. You move Devon Witherspoon all around. Bills do need an edge.
But who's worthy of that? There's your Romeo Heights. Romeo
Heights been pretty good.
40? Jesus Christ, he's a house.
Yeah, we can go Romello. I don't know if Romello's going to end up a first-round pick.
What's his wingspan?
Not that. I think it's like 70th percentile.
But 6'3"? Putting his arms up?
Yeah, it's not 6'3". Rams. Who do we give him already?
Defense, I think.
Spencer Fano.
Another tackle. Corner?
Avion Terrell's too small. Actually, they love their small corners.
But who's a bang bang guy? I don't like that 5'11 shit.
All their corners are 5'11, 180.
Yeah, but they need people who can bang.
Their interior is super young. They have tons of edge rushers.
Is Devontae going to be there next year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, they don't need a wide receiver. What quarterbacks are up that are first round award?
None. They're all gone. Lenora Sellers, if he comes out,
Sam he might be.
No, he's got a bad habit.
I don't think he's small coming out because he's out for the season.
Yeah, he's small and he has a really bad habit of drifting.
Mateer?
Mateer's not coming out either. He looks horrible.
Bad tendencies.
Whatever would be good for the Rams, but they won't need to spend a first-round pick on him. Him and Brendan Sorsby are like the same guy.
I think Maiava's a fourth round quarterback.
I think they'd take Terrell.
But... he's like the Timo Caleb Williams.
All right. I Broncos. Hate to
dog my quarterback, but.
The Broncos are taking Kenyon Sadiq.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even did they put old boy on a 1-year deal?
Yeah. All right. Buccaneers. I think they take Denzel Boston. Mike Evans might not come back. Emeka Egbuka is good, but Chris Godwin's.
Who's up there for the wide receivers?
Denzel Boston.
Okay. I don't care about Washington wide receivers. Go to all of them.
Jeff Jones is like a gadget guy. Oh, Chris Brazel. He's Mike Evans. He's 6'5", 200 pounds, and he's going to run a 4.340.
Keep going. Wide receivers.
Love me some Deion Burks.
Keep going. What round do you see Jacoby letting go in?
Second.
That's the steal of the fucking draft right there. That's the Jordan Addison. Except for with a better, he high points the shit out of the ball.
And Jacoby Lane's going to be a second round pick. But I still think they would take Brazel. Brazel's faster.
I don't think he's 200 pounds. I think he's smaller than that.
Brazel?
No,
Jacoby I don't think Lane. He's 200 pounds. I don't think either of them are 200 pounds. But I think they would take Brazel just because he can run the 4.3. Like he's Mike Evans.
Have you been watching some Jacoby Lane tape?
Yes. And Brazel's better.
You're high.
Brazel's more athletic. You have to admit that, though. Denzel Boston's a better receiver than both of them, but he's not as athletic as Chris Brazel. Denzel Boston single-handedly beat... who did Washington just play? Oh, they smoked someone.
Is Evans Minnesota. Retiring?
Probably will.
He's beat to shit.
I think it's going to be Brazel.
Take your guy.
Brazel or Boston.
He doesn't fit that New England or that freaking, what's it called, Tampa Bay offense anyways. Shit.
All right. So this is Denzel Boston.
Hey, Jesus.
Patriots. This is Denzel Boston, the Patriots. 100%. Eagles.
Jacoby Lane to the Eagles would be amazing.
I think he would probably go.
Except for the last time they drafted a USC wide receiver didn't play out for them.
Let's see. Those two guys, their offensive line isn't getting push.
They need that new push guy. They need someone nasty. You need someone that's nasty.
I could see Connor Liu, but he would have to play center, and then you'd move Cam Jurgens out to guard.
They need someone, another Kelsey replica.
It's Connor Liu. Connor Liu's fantastic.
Take him.
He just tore his ACL, though, so you're like...
Damn. Yeah, we don't need him. That's a flat tire right now.
They need edge rush help. They need a corner. I think they would take a corner here.
No, probably not.
If Caleb Banks is here, they'd take Caleb Banks. Caden Proctor's here, they might take Proctor.
So what do they need more help with, defense or offensive line? I think defense. I think
they do Proctor. You think defense?
I think so.
They just have so many bodies at tackle. They need an edge rusher, but I don't like any of the edge rushers here. Like maybe Quincy Rhodes. I think because they could play Proctor at guard or tackle. And I think they'd be perfectly fine with it. Because Proctor looks like Mekhi Becton. And I think that losing Mekhi Becton has shown.
Take it.
So I think they would do Proctor if he's here.
You think the Colts are winning the Super Bowl?
Danny Dimes melted down, man.
No, he just played a good defense. That Steelers defense is gritty and nasty sometimes.
For one game a year.
Yeah, and that was the game. They played some and look at Watt made him look bad. That offensive line looked real bad against Watt.
Yeah, they could use a corner. Pretty bad. Yeah, Caleb Banks, maybe.
Do you like a corner in this pick?
Not really. I don't know.
Probably gets beat a lot.
They'd probably go Caleb Banks just to shore up their defensive line. All right. That's been our mock draft.
Jacoby Lane should have been in the first round.
He's not going to.
I'm
telling you. He's not going to be in the first round. He's going to. That's. I'm telling you. If this happened and the Titans took Reuben Bain at 2, 100% they're taking Jacoby Lane with their second round pick. Yeah.
Well, I think that'd be a great pick for them.
That'd be perfect.
Just because.
Like, that's.
Your quarterback throws a lot of high balls. You need someone that can go jump and get it.
So then you can have Lane for another year and then, you know, trade all your picks to take Jeremiah Smith or Cam Coleman or someone. Love Cam Coleman. All right. So here's our mock draft. The Saints take Dante Moore, quarterback out of Oregon. Titans take edge rusher Reuben Bain Jr. The New York Jets take Fernando Mendoza, quarterback. The Miami Dolphins take Sonny Styles, fourth overall. That's not going to happen. That's not happening. Giants take Jordan Tyson at 5. Browns take Ty Simpson at quarterback at 6. Raiders take Caleb Downs at 7, which I think that's a pretty good possibility. Cardinals take edge rusher TJ Parker. Bengals take Penn State's offensive guard. Don't even want to try and pronounce it. Ravens take Jermaine McCoy. Rams through the Atlanta Falcons pick at number 11 take Spencer Fano. Washington Commanders take Cassius Howell. The Houston Texans take Francis Maui-Goa. The Dallas Cowboys take Peter Woods. The Minnesota Vikings take Jeremiah Love. The Carolina Panthers take Mekhi Lemon at 16. And do you want to go through this side?
Let's do it. The non-Super Bowl winning this year champion, Kansas City Chiefs, are taking Arvell Reese. Chicago Bears, Keldick Falk. Browns, Austin Cervell. The Steelers, Delane. How do you say his first name?
Mansoor.
Man, that guy is sore. 21, Lions pick, Jennings, Dunker. I don't know why you love that guy so much.
Oh, he's awesome. He's fun to watch.
San Francisco, David Bailey. The San Diego, Los Angeles, San Ysidro Chargers are taking Cornell Tate. Dallas Cowboys are taking Colton Hood out of Tennessee. Seahawks taking A.J. Harris out of Penn State. The Buffalo Bills are taking Romello Height out of Texas Tech. Los Angeles Rams are taking Avion Terrell, cornerback out of Clemson. The Denver Broncos are taking Kenyon Sadiq. Do you really think he's going in the first round?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's going a lot higher than 28. I think the Broncos, wherever they finish, is his floor.
Is he that good?
Yeah. He is super athletic.
I can honestly vouch that I have said I have not watched the Oregon game this season.
You're going to watch them smoke USC.
That ain't going to happen. We're going to injure the quarterback. He's going to tear his ACL.
Dante Moore is going to smoke USC.
Do you want to continue our friendship?
$20?
No, Buccaneers taking Chris Brazel, the second wide receiver out of Tennessee. The New England Patriots are taking Denzel Boston, wide receiver out of Washington. I don't see that happening. Eagles are taking Kaden Proctor, tackle out of Alabama. And your Super Bowl champion Colts are taking Caleb Banks out of Florida.
That Man, has been we are our first mock draft.
80% of that.
Oh, yeah. We're super wrong in most of this. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sonny Styles right there.
Where do you see him at for real?
Sonny Styles will probably be like a Buccaneer.
29.
Buccaneer, Bill, possibly a Cowboy. It's the Green Bay pick for the Cowboys that I could see him going to, wherever that is.
How the Cowboys don't have two first-round picks this year?
They do.
Oh, they do. They do. They do.
Yeah, 24 is the Packers pick.
Oh, okay, okay.
14 is their pick. 24 is the Packers pick currently. And this is after the games today, not including the Cardinals game tomorrow.
Do you see them doing some razzle-dazzle, trying to get a third first-round pick? You think Jerry Jones is trying to shore up?
Outside of CeeDee Lamb, I don't know what you can give up to get another first. Like, if I was the Titans, I would be asking about George Pickens, but I think they're going to sign George Pickens long term. I don't know. I don't think they can give up anything that'll warrant a first unless they trade back.
I think the 2027 pick is going to be, our draft is going to be real key for the Cowboys.
Key for everyone. It's a monster draft.
Yeah.
Because even then, I think Dante goes back to school. I think he goes back to school. I think there's a chance that Mendoza goes back to school. And if that's the case, it's just Simpson in the first round.
I got upset alert. Penn State will beat the Indiana this weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. I think Indiana's going to win by 50.
I don't think so. Remember I said upset alert.
$20?
Penn State will be great again.
Yeah. Next year. Anyway, this is in our first mock draft of the year. You know, next week, you want to do a little trade deadline recap?
Yes.
Trade deadlines in a couple days?
Perfect. I hope somebody gets traded that's a big name guy.
Jeffrey Simmons gets traded. I love him, but I hope he gets traded.
I hope they trade Cam Ward to the Browns.
It's like they had to come out and say that they're not trading Cam Ward. The fact that they had to come out and say that.
I can see them trading Cam Ward to the Browns for two first-round picks and Shedeur Sanders.
And I would do it. Two first, and Shedeur. Shedeur is just your, like, stopgap. I would absolutely do that.
I think he hates him. They're doing everything not to play him.
They can't, because let's end this. We'll talk off air about this. I got tons to say about it. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of the Tailgate Sports Podcast. Please show us some support on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, do whatever you can. Anything helps us out. All the help that we receive, we are continuing to work with high schools throughout the state of Arizona to help these kids be able to get the recognition that they deserve. So we're going to be working with coaches for high schools throughout Arizona and as many players as we can. Any support you guys show us directly affects them. So thank you guys, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.